Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council award bid for Hidden Valley Park. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. At Tuesday night's Gillette City Council meeting, a final vote was taken to award the bid for the construction of a new playground at Hidden Valley Park. The urgency for a new playground stems from the park's neglect since 1993, with some equipment dating back almost 50 years and falling short of Americans with Disabilities Act standards. The bid award had been previously tabled over concerns about the almost $100,000 difference between the city's engineer's estimate and the bid. Powder River Construction submitted the bid of $651,166 for the playground and accompanying bathroom structure, significantly exceeding the engineer's estimate of $546,705. Despite the cost efficiency, the city has allocated savings from other projects and secured a $250,000 land and water conservation grant for the park. During discussion about the elevated cost, Councilwoman Trish Simonson expressed concerns about the cost versus how much use the park currently gets.
I'm concerned about the cost, too, even though with the grant money, it'll take it down a little bit for the city. And I did go out and visit that park this weekend, and it's kind of one of those things that you either need to replace it or just tear it out because it is a safety issue, which has been listed in the agenda. I'm just struggling on spending this much money on a park that I don't know how much it's utilized.
Mayor Shea Lundvall reminded council about the responsibility of the city to maintain existing parks within the city limits. The bid was awarded to Powder River Construction with a vote of 5-2, with Councilman Jim West and Councilwoman Simonson voting no. Wyoming divided over Boy Scouts name change after 114 years. Wyoming residents involved in scouting have diverse opinions regarding the Boy Scouts of America's decision to change its name to Scouting America after 114 years. Cowboy State Daily reported, while some view the rebranding as a positive step towards inclusivity and a fresh start, others question its necessity. Supporters like Jay Connolly, Veterans of Foreign Wars commander in Star Valley, Wyoming, who has been working on a scout startup this year, see the name change as a way to move past controversies and emphasize the organization's positive impact. However, Dennis Freeman, a former scoutmaster, supports the change but highlights concerns over rising membership costs and the organization's handling of sex abuse lawsuits. Representative J.T. Larson of Rock Springs and Eagle Scout expressed indifference toward the name change but acknowledged the valuable lessons learned through scouting. On the other hand, some parents are apprehensive about the changes, fearing potential distractions from the integration of girls into the program. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.